summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time.
Hello and welcome to episode 38 of Caton's Craft Collective. I'm Louise.
And I'm Richard.
And this episode, the blather is on the Craft Room 101. I'll tell you about, of course, the Me show. There's not much else in it. All the links are in the show notes that come with where you download this from. So relax and get your links later on. I'm sponsoring this from my own business, Energy Hunt Limited, from www.energyhunt.com, for Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering services. Get your cup of tea, your craft, and I'll tell you what crack is in Caithness this week. Again, I sound like Marge Simpson. I've got a wee bit of a chest infection going on, which is slightly annoying me more than anything, but I did want to get this out for you. And don't give me any sympathy whatsoever. Don't deserve it. Had it before, not bothered about it. And this is for you, being battered by Hurricane Irene. Stay safe, will ye? We've got her wee brother, Strong Gale Force 9, Shuggy, going on outside. So away and sit in for a blather.
Now for the blather.
I'm going to pass you over to my very handsome hubby Richard, who's agreed to help host the podcast tonight. Pretend he's me. It won't be hard with my rusky tones.
Have you heard of the programme Room 101? It's a programme where you go in and tell the host about six items you wish did not exist. Then the host puts five of them into the Room 101, where they are vanished never to be seen again. As I sat and untangled my hand-spun superwash merino I've told you about a good 100 times, I grumbled and stamped my foot and thought, ah, I hate tangles. I've done my favourite songs on the Desert Island discs ages ago, and I thought of doing the opposite of my least favourite things, but in the craft room, and I could only think of two. So as we had the first Vimtocraft night after the summer holidays, I decided to ask everyone then. Here is the audio warning. Louise laughs in it, and although she's fiddled with the audio, you might want to have your hand near the volume and also go for a pee first. Not quite the Daisy laugh, but well, chortle, chortle.
We're back at Vimto, and we decided to do Craft Room 101. So, I'm going to go round the table, and what you're going to put into Craft Room 101?
I'll do mine.
Right.
My sewing machine. Not all sewing machines, just my sewing machine, because it doesn't work for me.
Oh, I feel sorry for it. Sean, have you got anything for Craft Room 101?
Cheap masking tape that doesn't stick properly.
I would agree with that. Everybody's nodding, and you can't see that because you're not there. Naomi?
The disappointment of spinning.
Oh! I can't say anything, I just... Okay. Mum?
Zips. Awkward zips sewn in the main.
I would totally agree with that. Mum has spent many, many years not swearing, because Mum doesn't swear. Zips. Audrey, can you think of one?
Making up knitted garments. I like the knitting, I hate the sewing.
I would agree. Rachel?
Similar, sewing in ends.
Sewing in ends.
It drives me insane.
Yeah. Caroline, who's making too much noise?
Acrylic.
Acrylic stuff should not be allowed, and you have the list of all the reasons. You can read them onto your podcast later.
It's quite a long list. Very well validated, I have to say. Lisa, have you thought...
Knitting in another stitch where there shouldn't be one.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Which I'm very good at.
Yeah. And I'm going to put in tangles and not having the right equipment, because that both drives me insane. Right, the rules with Room 101 is we have to save something. So what would we save?
Acrylic.
You should ask your listeners to vote.
Well, there we go. Out of all them, that's a very good idea. We'll go with that. Out of all them, what would my listeners save? And whoever has suggested it has to live with it. Is that fair? There's chocolate cake in it. Thank you very much, ladies. It's been a pleasure as ever.
And so, lovely listeners, it's over to you. We had putting in zips, taking out zips from Mum, well, mother-in-law, sewing in ends by Rachel, man-made fibre by Caroline, knitting in extra stitches by mistake by Lisa, tangles and not having the correct equipment by me, Sarah's sewing machine, cheap masking tape from our guest Sean, the disappointment of spinning by Naomi, sewing up garments by Audrey. You have a lot to choose from, but you can only save one. Please message your thoughts either by email to me at kathnesscraftcollective@gmail.com or www.kathnesscraftcollective.podbean.com or on the Caithness Craft Ravelry group. I think a wee prize will be in order for the person who comes up with the best answer. I'll give you until the 18th of September 2011 to come up with your answer. And if you need a pee stop now, it's time for the Daisy Laugh. So the Craft Fairy.
Craft Fairy.
Louise has the most sincere apologies for Frey Dale, as she had out of the blue sent me a pattern for a shawl a couple of weeks ago. And whilst I did send her a grovelling thank you very much, it was a lovely surprise and there was no need, but I'm very grateful email. I totally forgot to mention her in last episode's Craft Fairy section, so thank you again in audio, and you are a kind, lovely person. And here's back to Louise, because she's got some crawling to do.
Also, for my very lovely hubby, he has been into a wool shop in Stornoway. He bought me a skein of Kalana Crafts hand-dyed seascape sock yarn, that's not easy to say, made in the Isle of Harris. And I was delighted with this. He was over visiting the fabrication yard at Arnish, in essence making underwater windmills, but for Auntie 8B, where they are making the Hammerfist Strom tidal devices. He said it was very interesting, didn't you?
Right.
And he got some cracking photos and had a long but fruitful day going over. Back to him.
It's nice to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And I know Louise has been a spoilt brat this week. She was visited by the lovely Judith from Holland and her husband, who are doing a holiday tour of Scotland. And if this was not a gift in itself, she gifted a Respect the Spindle burnt onto a CD. She heard me whine on about not being able to download it after paying a grand sum of 10 pence. For it being unable to download due to the size of it versus our allocated monthly downloads, and she gifted me a beautiful skein of dark brown alpaca. And after all that excitement, she took in her knitting bag and showed me her works in progress. The bag itself was crocheted. She had her spindle with the finest of bonny red fine thread, which she is using to make a cardigan she is halfway through. My job is on the floor. Judith, it was a pleasure to meet you and your lovely husband. Haste you back and all the best. The hello section.
Hello.
I'd like to express a warm hello to all new listeners, medium listeners and older listeners. Have you put your pin in the listeners map I've linked in the show notes? And I'd like to say a big sandy hello for new Ravelry group members.
Hello.
Marty Annett, Rolling Stone, Moonlit Music, I Make
Hello
Hello Martine, Tricia by Arms, Secret Squire and Knit Puppy.
Hello.
I had some lovely messages, loved your project pages, and I hope you all had a blether in the What's the Crack section. Random hellos to Susan Dolph, Jan Marie, Jelly J, Cata Cat and Kiglia Kitten. And LP Star, your mum has hurt herself again. Get well soon. On to What's the Crack section.
What's the E-Crack section?
Have you all been listening to the new podcasts I suggested? And the Edinburgh Festival is still in full force. So there are plenty more podcasts from Live at the Gilded Balloon.
That's Live at the Gilded Balloon.
And I thought she was croaky. Very much worth a listen to. Especially the Ed Burns episode where he slags off Thurzo. Aye, Richard Melvin, you didn't stick up for Thurzo. I'll get you back.
I'll get you back.
Now I was having a few messages in the background between myself and Knitting Pipelines Paula as I downloaded her back episodes before I found her, and I was very interested to hear her correspondence from Elizabeth Zimmerman. It got me to wondering if Elizabeth Zimmerman had the Queen's English, and Paula said yes, she was very well spoken. I then wondered how nice it would have been to capture her speaking in one of our podcasts. I then thought of the best interviewer in the podcast land and asked Susan from Knitter Journey if she would be so kind as to indulge my selfishness to me wanting to hear the designers interviewed. But Susan has declined, which is fair enough due to she's got her own podcast and ideas, etc. She even said no thank you, not even for a daisy tickle or if Sandy asked me in his nicest voice. Oh, bless her. I'm glad she's back, and I reminded her to look at how far she's come this year. In fact, all of you stop a momento and think, right, I thought I'd never get this done. Lose this weight, learn this stitch, move to this house, go on this journey.
You've all done something good so far, so let's keep it up, peoples. Back to my selfishness. Back to Louise's selfishness. Well, I don't think I'm a good interviewer, so I hand this out to you podcasters of the world, or would-be podcasters, who would like to have this idea and run with a series of quality interviews with the designers we all know and love. I know lots of them have been interviewed, but not all in one place. Granny G, can we tempt you back from Entangled Land? Issue 2 out now, by the way. Have you all got yours? Fantastic articles in there yet again. I've had a shotty of an iPad, and Entangled is perfect for it. I would imagine sitting on a train reading Entangled would be heaven, and so the series of interviewed designers' ideas out there. Please, someone use it. Now, the past 2 weeks have been very special in my house as Sandy started school. He was more than ready to go and seems to be settled in very well so far. He's had 2 weeks of half days and next week goes full time. This was my take on the matter. I don't feel all mushy for where's the time gone, because I've enjoyed his 5.5 years so far on the planet, and I've watched him grow from the teeny tiny tot in a skiboo fish box into the confident, ready to take on the world wee man I'm sending off tomorrow with his school bag and his gym kit. Go for it, wee man. He seems to be going for it, and on Thursday actually read his first book ever properly without realising it. I'm very proud of him just now, and long may it continue. Fibre postcard update. I have received a beautiful fibre postcard from Faye Dreamer. It's on handmade paper and is sparkle sewn and tapped into a pocket of organza. I'll put a photo up for you. I thought I got to try me that. And that's what the postcards are about. You're sending wee techniques through the post.
I buy books, I never read, and then I tell you some more about me.
The Me Show, or Louise Show. Did I tell you this is all about Louise? I finished making up 350 metres of lace weight, super weight, merino and blue-green colourway called Kelpie. I hadn't put it into the niddy-noddy correctly, so when I took it off, it got in the right revel. I call this a fankle. I sat all Friday night unfankling it, and I get quite angry doing it, so I thought I'll put on some calming music and found my cassette tape from when I was little of Noddy by Enid Blyton. It's read by Richard Briers from Him from the Good Life. It was perfect untangling sounds. I then went on to listen to about 4 Woolen Vines and 4 Knit Sense episodes. I was at this unfankling for a long time. Anyway, it's now wound and in yarn cakes, as I do think I'll use it soonish. But you know what? Not yet. It seemed to fankle every opportunity it could near the end, so I'm leaving it to think about it in the stash with the rest of the yarn. I'm carrying on with the pie shawl. Not too much, but enough to say I've done stuff. And I've got the asymmetrical cardigan to the sleeves, which I've made one, and then the pattern just said attach. Be more specific, patterns. How? I looked at other people's suggestions on this, and it turns out you Kitchener stitch these cap sleeves like you're attaching Snow White's dress. I've not yet done Kitchener, and only know him as his memorial in Marwick Head in Orkney for where he died. He was General Kitchener from the First World War posters of a big, mad, moustached manny pointing saying, your country needs you. Anywho, knitted.com has a good explanation on it all. I did kind of get distracted by making gloves for Sandy and Daisy. We were walking the dog and Sandy got cold, so I borrowed him my gloves and then thought I should make some wee gloves that fit him, fingerless ones. So we went and looked out some yarn from my stash. He picked up my Noro Kurion Aran weight, as it's green, which is his current favourite colour. I then thought, darling, how about this other yarn? It's so much softer and green and not for socks. Now, can any of you remember when the lovely Angora sent me some green yarn and I sent most of it off for my Wizard of Oz swap, but then there was a drop left over for me? Well, this is the yarn Sandy chose, and it was dyed in a variegated greens, and it's lovely and soft and perfect for him. He wanted to help me make them too, so I had him sitting on my lap doing the yarn around the needle part. He's not quite grasped the sticks part, but he's delighted with himself, and I even had him listening to Prairie Piper's Knitting Pipeline podcast while knitting. Easy for you to say. So then Daisy wanted some gloves. I decided to go for a chunkier yarn this time, and we found some palette chunky wool in variegated pink and brown. Now, I didn't do much for the pattern. I used DPNs for both, and it was the first time I used the metal ones I bought from Loop in London. and the first one I cast on, I realised the tip was scratched. It caught the yarn a few times, and I was slightly annoyed. I'm not going to blame the shop at all, as it could have easily been me or the bairn that scratched them, but I'll not buy metally ones again. Plus, they clicked when I used them. It's okay if you're listening to music or podcasts, but if you're sitting watching TV with your hubby, then they can make the clickety-click noise most husbands hate. I hadn't noticed. I was thinking of writing up the pattern and PDFing it for you. I did them in the round and have not put in any thumb, just left a hole. Rub at the top and bottom and the rest is knit stitch. But it keeps my bairns' paws warm on their daily constitutional. It's not cold every day, but sometimes it's not so warm. Daisies were finished in a day and Sandy's in three. Thank you, Angora, for the lovely green yarn. It's supposed to be a shawl for me, but just now it's fantastic gloves. There's plenty left, so I may yet make a shawl for me. And because I had a bit of a start and finishitis, I decided to cast on a scarf for my friend. We are going to visit in the Borders next weekend. Now, I know she'll appreciate it, as she's eyed them up last year when they visited us. So I cast on the Branching Out scarf by Susan Lawrence. I got it wrong 4 times and thought, I can do this. I know I can, but I want something easier that I can rattle through in a week. Then I cast on the Herringbone Neck Warmer by Breen Elise Miller, which I made with my hand spun earlier this year. I was using DK weight and size 5mm needles. The pattern calls for super bulky and 15mm needles. I doubled the stitches, but it was just going so slow. This is a brilliant pattern for the aforementioned yarn, and it would have been gorgeous had I finished it, but no, I took it out completely, and then I cast on, or hooked on by Scarflet by Susan Iacone.
I have no idea how to say that either.
Iacone. So far, it's lovely. It's being made in a Signet DK 100% acrylic, and is very shiny and glossy, and in a really bonny purple. I'm now wondering why I'm giving it away. But I asked my hubby, and he said she has a pink coat, so this will match it, and she's lovely and deserves it.
Jill.
Oh, Jill, aye. And we got her husband a Baldy Heat t-shirt, because it's his 40th, and he's bald, as a coot. On the card front, I made our lovely Sarah a birthday card for my Persimmon range of paper craft from Do Craft. It had a stripy background and ribbon on the front with a card happy birthday topper. Sarah loves stripes and ribbons. She got both. I'm really enjoying this matching set I bought when I was in Glasgow at the craft fair. The bag of Do Craft was very good value at £10 for a magazine and 2 pads of printed paper, 3 spools of ribbons, 4 clear rubber stamps, and 1 pack of chipboards and about 6 sheets of pop-outs and sticky pop-outs and a partridge in a pear tree.
I was thinking
the same. The rubber stamps were from the Victoria and Albert collection. The whole set is very elegant, and if you like card making, then I would recommend getting this kind of set.
Yeah.
It's all matching, and I've used mine for a lot of cards this year, much more so than the £10 I spent on it in the first place. It can be made for young, trendy Sarahs or for the slightly older generation. Happy birthday, great Aunt Edith. She's 80.
She's a special birthday with a 0 at the end, but because she's a lady, we don't mention which one.
Right, okay. Happy birthday, great Aunt Edith. She has a special birthday with a 0 at the end, but as she's a lady, she's a fine lady, we don't mention which one. And today I was at Caithness Quilters. We had a Sew What You Want day. I sat with my mum, Louise sat with her mother, or my mother-in-law, and whilst she took out a zip from a pair of trousers for an alteration she's doing, I cracked on with my cushion, now a bag of usefulness. I've got to the point I have lining with a pocket attached and 2 handles made, and I'm at the attached gusset stage before putting it all together. It's not far off now, ladies. I got to use Sandy's little packed lunch bag and had lobster sandwiches, which was the highlight of the day, caught from Sandy's 3 single creels. Now, I'm sure I've missed things, but be safe from pesky old Irene, Shuggy, and Mad Libyans.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, bit. And that's me. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're all in good health and fettle. You can download me from iTunes and Podbeam. You can email me on caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. Get me on Ravelry as Louise J. Hunt, and join the Caithness Craft Collective group in there. Also on Seamed Up and Stitching Fingers. Oh, and Twitter. I'm on Twitter as Caithness Craft. Music is Wild Mountain Time by Mark Gunn, courtesy of musicalley.com. You can purchase it from there if you like it, you know. He has his own podcast too. So thanks for listening and keep on crafting.
Thank you very much, Richard. It's much appreciated. And back to normal next time.
To poor wild mountain time all around. Will you go, Lassie, go? Will you go, Lassie, go? Will you go?